that, and I wanted to be useful for one goddamn second of my life. Dad always drilled into me that I was in the way, causing my mother stress. Help your mother, Kyler. Can you find something productive to do with your time, Kyler? Did you do anything to help around the house today, Kyler? He was always fucking disappointed in me. Maybe that was why he invested so much time into Decker with baseball. Maybe because Decker was the golden child and never did anything but help. If we were in the Bible, he'd be Jesus, and I'd be the asshole who was always trying to convince him to jump off a building just to see if he'd do it. That, or to win a bet. Our roles were crystal fucking clear, and I'd made my peace with it. People always seem so adverse to the devil buying their soul and all that shit. But everyone has a price tag. Every fucking one. By standing on some moral high ground, it only delays the inevitable because every piece of ground will eventually crumble. That's a fact. So, I gave in a little, earlier than most, a little younger. It was my soul. Who the fuck cared? I thought of Riley and how she'd get teary-eyed if she knew what I was thinking. She cared. She always had. Even before I even knew it was worth anything. My uncle let out a sigh. Kyle, you can't do this. You don't know this world like I do. I laughed, unable to withhold the what-the-fuck tone in my sarcastic scoff. Was he serious? Is that why I was in the car with you at the age of 11 for drop-offs, or why my ass was in the passenger seat that time you completed a hit on our way to see the Hornets when I was 14? You don't think I know this world? I shook my head. It's the only world I've ever known. Decker had sports. I had a V8 engine and a loaded Glock. Jesus, Scotty snapped, running his hands through his hair. I made him do that a lot, but at least he didn't give up on me. Not like Dad had. In life and in death, he'd quit on me before he even gave our relationship a real try. So had Decker. But I wasn't about to sit there and cry about it. Come with me or don't. But I owe her this. Juan has it handled. Scotty let out another exasperated sound, which was like a bullet to my chest. I hated how that sound made me feel. How it transported me back to school nights at the kitchen table, my father reading a note from my teacher, my mother opening my bedroom door, seeing that I hadn't done what she'd asked me to do, Decker seeing me on his weekends home from college, like it was more work to have me at home with Mom than it would be to have her all alone. Fucking worthless. I spun around as rage sparked and caught fire inside my chest, forcing every word out in an angry scream. If all of Ivan's men go, he won't stand a chance. The only thing that can turn the tide is if an unexpected player shows up. The door to the house suddenly opened, and Decker shoved through the arch, hands in his pockets, and a reserved look on his face. I agree. I scoffed, tossing a wrench to the side. Don't tell me you're actually siding with me on something. I continued tossing the box of random shit off the camo green storage tote I needed to get into. Decker thought I was a fuck-up, and even when I was getting my ass beat with a pair of brass knuckles, courtesy of Juan Hernandez, my brother didn't do jack shit. Now he was chiming in on our little field trip? Not fucking likely. I decided I'd ignore him, just like he'd ignored me the night before, and I focused on checking my inventory. Pulling back the plastic lid, I hauled the canvas bag free and unzipped it. I had knives, guns, a fucking grenade somewhere. I'd stolen it from Ivan's stock, and the fucker didn't even know. I'm going with you, Decker said, walking over to my bag of weapons and pulling out a 9mm handgun. Scotty and I both turned toward him, asking in unison, What? Decker released the clip, checking the ammo, and slid it back into place. We're a family, and Taylor's family. It's what we do. His eyes locked on our uncles, probably reminding him that he was the only one who'd ever taught us that code. Assuming Scotty would whine about this new development, I ignored him and asked my brother, You sure? Decker nodded. Mallory needs this too. She'd go if I let her. We need to protect them,